Here's an update on the news we're following in Kenya. Opposition leader Raila Odinga today warned that his country is heading toward anarchy after gunmen killed a member of parliament. The killing set off a fresh round of revenge attacks in Nairobi. The violence comes as the former UN Secretary General opened a formal mediation between Kenya's president and the opposition leader. NPR's Ofevia Quist-Arkton was at the talks, and she joins us now. Can you tell us what happened at the start of the peace talks?
Well, first of all, Kofi Annan spoke, the mediator, and he said to the leaders gathered here today, I say that the people want you to take charge of the situation and do whatever possible to halt the downward spiral that is threatening this beautiful and prosperous country. He said there's only one Kenya, we have multiple identities, but I hope you yourselves, you Kenyans, see yourselves as Kenyans first. The opposition leader, Raila Odinga, says unless we resolve to act quickly to save our nation, we will have no nation to save. And President Kibaki said, I urge all our leaders to go to their regions and urge wananchi, that's the citizens, to pursue peace. So everybody is talking peace, but on the ground today, there's been no peace here in Kenya.
Fabi, as you've been reporting for us, there's been almost continuous violence in Kenya since the disputed election. Given that, is there skepticism about what these talks might achieve?
I think Kenyans are absolutely desperate for peace, and they're desperate that their leaders will sit down and, first of all, stop the violence. Because for the past month, since these disputed election results, there has been no peace here in Kenya. And the violence, which started as an electoral problem and a political problem, has degenerated in the worst sort of ethnic rivalry, ethnic killings. And it's taken bows and arrows, clubs, machetes, people burned in houses. Kenyans are absolutely shocked and horrified at what they're doing to one another. And people are saying that the leaders have, in a way, manipulated the people who have lived side by side, ethnic groups, different tribes, side by side for many years. Why has Kenya got to this stage now? Many people are asking questions. Many people are blaming their leaders.
As for the murder of the opposition parliamentarian that we mentioned earlier, have the police said yet whether the killing was politically motivated?
It hasn't been confirmed yet. Initially, the police had said they had opened a murder investigation, but the opposition is saying it was definitely an assassination, that this opposition MP, this opposition legislator, Mugabe Were, was shot between the eyes outside his home and was followed by men. Nothing was taken by the car from the car, apparently. So they're saying this is an assassination, and it's to provoke people to go onto the streets to cause more mayhem.
And, of course, that's happening there today. Can you describe the situation?
I'm afraid all over the country. Here in the capital, Nairobi, the flashpoint is Kibera slum, a huge slum full of thousands of unemployed young men. They, again, many of them opposition leaders are saying that they have been robbed of the presidency, that they have been robbed of the election. They clashed with the police. Even outside the house of the opposition lawmaker who was killed, police lobbed tear gas into the compound because mourners were taunting them. So Kenya is very, very tense.
NPR's Ofevia Quist-Arkton in Nairobi.